Welcome back to the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the Pacers New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Stores and by our good friends at New Balance. I'm Cakes from the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, joined by Chris Farley from Pacers Running Stores. And we're happy to be joined up on the stage by the unseeded girls winner. It's Sophie Almazri, a sophomore from Richard Montgomery High School. She's keeping it local, Chris. Richard Montgomery, right down Rockville Pike here in Rockville.
Yeah.
Yes, that is in Montgomery County. I know you're geographically challenged when it comes to the great state of Maryland. So let's hear it for Sophie Almazri, your unseeded girls winner.
Thank you.
So how was it out there, Sophie? You had a great win out there today.
It was muddy and really slippery, but other than that, it was good.
It was muddy and slippery. Now, you're not wearing shoes right now. I assume you wore spikes. Or
no, they're right there.
Okay, so you do have your shoes there.
Yeah.
So slippery, but was it pretty easy run for you, or was it difficult to come home the champ?
It was easy on the pavement, but once you're out there by yourself in the mud, you're scared that you're gonna fall. So you have to like keep your balance and like stay focused the whole way through.
So while you're out there running out on the slippery slop of the turf, were you just thinking to yourself, let's just get to the pavement. Let's get to the hard stuff. Is that what was going through your mind?
Don't fall, yeah, the whole way through.
So you were a sophomore. Did you run the freshman race last year?
No, I didn't run this at all last year.
Didn't run at all?
I've never run here before, no.
Are you new to running, or did you run last year?
Last year at Woodward Relays, I was injured, so I didn't run. And then we didn't go to this meet last year, so I didn't run then either. And we didn't go to Relays this year, so I've never run here before.
Okay, so you did run cross country last year. Okay,
yeah.
What do you have upcoming next for you guys?
County championships, Montgomery County. Yeah,
that's right. So I assume you're running in the seeded varsity race there.
Yeah.
What are your prospects there?
I want to get a medal, so I have to go out and get a medal.
And it must feel good for you too to win this race. I mean, this is what, 2 miles away from Richard Montgomery High School, right down the street here in Rockville. So you had a little home field advantage running here at Georgetown Prep, even though you'd never been out on this course before. It's nice to win in Rockville.
Yeah, it is. It feels great.
So what type of training? So you're going to be on the varsity squad, I assume, there for next week's Montgomery County Championships. What kind of training is it? What kind of training does it take, and what kind of training have you been doing?
You have to stay focused and motivated the whole way through your training, and you have to push yourself every single workout. And that's the kind
and
of
how much
you have to
how
do.
Much running are you doing? You're running most every day of the week, mileage wise.
yeah, every day of the week usually.
And Chris, part of the training regimen, I would assume, coming into
30?
Pacers Running Stores and getting outfitted.
Oh, we do a 30 mile.
The latest weeks. From New Balance,
of course. And she does 30 miles. She had some help from her Richard Montgomery teammates here. 30 miles a week, okay.
Yeah.
That's very solid. Is that an up? Did you up your mileage from last year?
She seems very new
to running.
She's very, like, organic. She's not encumbered by stats and, you know, websites and tracking how far her runs are. Kind of like you are.
I like it. Very untapped potential, it sounds
like. It's easy. All you have to do is run. You don't have to know anything.
Perfect words from the unseeded girls winner here at the Georgetown Prep Invitational.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll end on that. Sophie, thank you for joining
us.
Great job.
Thank you so much for
having me. We'll look forward to seeing you next week at the Montgomery County Champs. That is...
She might not even own a running watch. Yeah, like, you own 100.
She doesn't have a GPS. She doesn't have anything like that.
Yes, please.
And pronounce her last name.
Her name is Sophie Almazri. She is of Egyptian descent. I learned that while you were running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
And she is a sophomore at Richard Montgomery.
She is.
And she's got untapped talent because, you know, she's just coming out here and running and trying to get to the finish line first. I like it.
Yep. Job well done. Thanks
thank
again.
You.
Thank you for joining us, Sophie. So that's a wrap on our last interview of the day here. Another great event. This is our third year. This is our third year doing it, and
I'm an old hat at this cross country podcasting, Chris, out here at Georgetown Prep.
I really enjoy it. This is one of my favorite events of the year. We get to, you know, sit here and talk about cross country, have some fun.
This is like your everyday life, except for Now we got microphones in front of us. You probably do this every day, like in your basement.
I do.
But now people are actually hearing you talk about it.
I do, and I really enjoy. I really appreciate you joining us. You know, some of my motive in having you join me is to, you know, get you more engaged in the running scene.
And I know
you get you back out running, because Cakes, you know, did run a marathon and ran a pretty good time. He ran a 3:34 marathon, which is about 8 minute pace. So.
Thank you, and I have you to thank for that. You were my running consigliere throughout that whole training regimen.
His first marathon ran 3:34. So it is great to see. It's a great habit to build early. It's great to see these guys, you know, building these habits early, and a great event that we like to do every single year.
And it's a really cool event. You see, everybody just have a good time out here at Georgetown Prep. They're a great host. They have a really good course. Now, the weather kind of threw a wrench in that this year. They had to alter the course up a bit, but Georgetown Prep has been awesome in the 3 years that I've been involved with this event.
And props to Greg Dunston for changing the course last minute. Congratulations. Yep. He did a great job, because there were other meets that were actually canceled today, and Greg soldiered through, and everybody seems to have had a great time out
and
here.
And we, of course, have to thank our very good friends at New Balance for helping to make this whole event possible.
That's right.
Here at Georgetown Prep. Their support has been unwavering over the past few years, and we really do appreciate that.
And you can find this podcast on runwashington.com. We're going to hopefully post that in the next 24 to 48 hours, runwashington.com. And we really appreciate everybody listening and downloading. So that's a wrap for us, Cakes. You can find Cakes every morning, 5 till 10. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes.
5 till 10.
Why is there a question in your voice? You're like one of the biggest Junkies consumers on the planet, yet you don't know when we start and when we finish.
I actually podcast this show.
That's
5
true.
To 10 every weekday on 106.7 The Fan. And it is, like I said, I've said it all day, the best radio program in the country, and these guys do a great job.
Thank you. And while we're just gratuitously stroking each other up here, I'll just let people know that Pacers Running Stores, if you're looking for hands-on people that really know running, that live the whole running culture, you don't want to go to one of these big box stores that they have no idea what they're talking about. You go to Pacers Running Stores, everybody there is a runner. It's not a lifestyle, it's just the way they are.
That's 24/7.
So if you're looking for the best in running shoes, apparel,
advice,
equipment,
everything.
Advice.
Yep, our six
life
locations.
Coach help. You go everything. To Pacers Running Stores.
Six locations: Alexandria, Arlington, Pentagon Row, Logan Circle, Fairfax, and Silver Spring. So check us out. You can find me there. You can find him on 106.7 The Fan weekday mornings. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next year. This has been the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the Pacers New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Store and New Balance.